One man is dead. Another was arrested after police say an argument over grass clippings led to a 22-year-old landscaper being fatally shot.
Oh, boy.
Travis Jackson, this is out of Ohio, by the way. Travis Jackson, who is 36, is now charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, and discharging a firearm. In mid-September, Dunham's lawn care worker, Tanner Staggs, was working at a home in Dayton, Ohio, when an argument broke out between him and his client's neighbor.
Okay.
Then shots were fired. Somebody called into 911. We got a guy shot in the head. When the dispatcher asked the caller if they knew what led to the shooting, the caller replied, yeah, it was an argument over grass clippings on a car.
So he was mowing. He had it shooting out the side, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm. Neighbor didn't like it. Neighbor comes out and allegedly shoots him in the head.
Because potentially, maybe, we don't even know, but potentially scratching your car, the punishment for that is death.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every time.
Of course it's death.
Eye for an eye.
After speaking with witnesses, investigators determined that Jackson came out of his home and began arguing with Tanner Staggs over mud and grass that was on his vehicle. Apparently that turned into a pretty big argument, and Tanner, who, as I mentioned, by the way, just turned 22, was shot in the head.
Not that it really matters, but just for the conversation, does it say what kind of vehicle it is?
No.
So I've had this issue before, my other job, where I'll be power washing or something, and people will like leave their car in a spot forever, so I have to power wash right next to it. And they'll come out and yell at me because a little bit of dirt got on the bottom of their car. And it wasn't intentional. I did my best not to. I'm not allowed to spray it off of the car. But
why?
Well, we're not a car wash.
Oh.
I don't know what the reasoning is. I was always told I wasn't allowed to. But I had a guy go in one time and demand that we give him cash for a car wash. And it was like, again, no offense to Corollas, like a 1997 Corolla. And I'm like, bro, what? You got more scratches on that thing than I could have even possibly put on it. Like,
and he was mad because you were power washing out
too close to his vehicle, and he said that I got dirt on his car, and like was screaming
inside the convenience store.
Yeah, I was like, all right, sorry.
Do you ever get nervous like that they might be armed or something?
Well, I mean, if you're going to shoot me over that, that's on you, not me.
It's going to be on you at that point.
That's fair. I don't know. I've never understood that extreme rage. Just go to the car wash. $7.
Just go home and get a bucket.
A hose. Yeah.
It's not, I'm kind of like Dana. I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
If you got a little bit of dirt on my car, I just think I would get in my car and drive away. It's not worth going into a store, making a fool out of myself. I do that on my own easily. I don't need to work at it. And I would just be like, whatever.
Also, your car's in public. It's not like it's in a bubble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, your neighbor's getting their grass cut. Get over it.
So if he's behind somebody who's out in the country and
drops a rock, is he going to shoot him in the head? Yeah.
A Las Vegas woman was reportedly zip-tied and duct-taped after assaulting a flight attendant on an American Airlines flight. We've got another passenger for Jerk Air.
Come aboard.
According to the Department of Justice, Ketty Delone was a passenger aboard an American Airlines flight from Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, to Las Vegas. Officials say Delone began walking down the aisle and yelling, threatening multiple flight attendants. Department of Justice said the flight crew had to restrain her with zip ties and duct tape when she started to kick one of the attendants, causing the employee to fall. The flight ultimately landed at Harry Reid International Airport, and she was taken into custody.
Do they believe there may have been alcohol involved?
Well, I've been to Punta Cana.
Okay.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, great place.
It's beautiful. Actually, I say that and it's not. The resorts are beautiful, but I have never in my life, and those of you who have been to Punta Cana know that I speak the truth here. We had a great time. It was Sarah's, that was her high school graduation trip. She wanted to go to the Dominican Republic. And I'm glad we went. because the countryside is gorgeous. We went zip lining through the mountains, four wheeling. They call it mudding.
Mudding.
And the resort was absolutely stunning. Having said that, the city of Punta Cana could not have been filthier. I mean, when we were riding out on the bus to go zip lining, you know, like I said, it's up in the mountains, out in the country, right?
It's hard to zip line on a beach.
Thank you, Sam. And you are 100% accurate.
Made it 8 feet.
Ooh, water. But anyway, when we got on the bus to do that little day tour, and the sides of the street are littered with discarded water bottles and just trash.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
It's almost as if they've given up on trash pickup. You know, does that make any sense? Like, nobody's coming. What are we going to do with this trash? Let's just dump it on the side of the road.
It's very humbling for how much we complain about trash on the side of the road here in Kansas City. Like, it's a problem compared to other cities in this country. Don't get me wrong, but we got everything pretty nice.
Yep. Somebody on the text line, did we lose Dana? She had to head out. She's on her way up to Nebraska.
We're losing her.
Her daughter has an event tomorrow morning. And they need to work on it tonight. So, yes, Dana did take off a little bit early. She will be back tomorrow, assuming that her car has enough electricity to get up to Lincoln.
I said to Scott right before we came back on the air, what's the over-under of her running out of electricity? We're rooting for you, Dana.
Yeah, we are. Rooting for a good story tomorrow. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.